أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today I'd like to look a little bit about Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, because being 25th of Shawwal, we commemorate his Shahadat. So Imam is born on the 17th of Rabiul Awal, 82 or 83 after Hijrah. Dad is Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, and Mom is Farwa. Her name is Fatima. This is her title, and she is the great-granddaughter of Abu Bakr. So she's the daughter of Qasim, who is the son of Muhammad, who is the son of Abu Bakr. I'd just like to explain this a little bit. Muhammad is Abu Bakr's son through Asma. Asma was previously married to Ja'far al-Tayyar. Then after his martyrdom, she marries Abu Bakr, and she has Muhammad. When Abu Bakr dies, she marries Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Imam Ali brings Muhammad up as his own son. He was made governor of Egypt, but was later killed by Muawiyah on his way there. He was a phenomenal man, and his son Qasim was phenomenal as well. And then Qasim has a daughter called Fatima, who was a faqih, a very knowledgeable person, a woman known for her piety and knowledge. And she is the wife of Imam Muhammad Baqir and the mother of Imam Sadiq. So let's look at the key things about Imam Sadiq. So when he's born, the ruling dynasty is the Banu Umayyah. And suddenly there is a conflict between the Banu Umayyah and the Banu Abbas. Now in their infighting, they sort of paid less attention to Imam. And he used this time to open madrasas. And he taught many subjects, including fiqh and tafsir and hadith and medicine and chemistry and Ja'far, which is a calculation in predicting the future, and kalam, which is probably roughly translated into theology. His students included not only prominent people like Jabir ibn Hayyan, in the West is known as Jabir, the father of chemistry, but also those who started their own schools of thought, like Abu Hanifa, who was actually Nu'man ibn Thabit, Malik ibn Amas, who was the Imam of the Malikis, Ibrahim bin Sa'ad Zahari, who was teacher of Ahmad bin Hanbal, and Sa'ad bin Muslim Awi, who was the teacher of the Shafi'i sect. Now, his imamate saw a time when Muslims sort of were divided into groups, and he had to counterpart many of these factions, many of the confrontations were with theologies. For example, during his time, the work of the Greek philosophers had come in, and Imam had to introduce subjects like Ilm al-Kalam, which was theology, hadith, and he had to sort of combat all these incoming philosophies. He had 4,000 students. People came from as far afield as Kufa, Basra, Qum, Yemen, Syria, and Egypt, and some of them made their homes in Medina. He was a phenomenal teacher. The institute that he taught at, the Ahlul Bayt Institute, was headed by Imam Baqir. And he carried over this task, or he taught whilst Imam Baqir was alive and carried over the task when he became an imam at 31, making Makkah and Medina the intellectual centers of learning. He marries Hamida Maghribiya. His eldest son Ismail dies in his 30s. And Imam Qadhim is the imam after him. But let me look at what he focused on. He focused on the ethics of Islam, stressed the perfection of character in his teaching, and repeatedly reminded his students to incorporate goodness of character, urged his students to deal in commerce, in manufacture, in science, to be as independent as possible, to avoid dealing with government and politics, to excel in administration and management, and to be dynamic in absolutely every aspect of life. We call ourselves Ja'fari because of the phenomenal effect of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam's teachings. Imam dies in the year 148 after Hijrah and is buried in Jannat al-Baqi. Just a little note on Ismail. So Ismail was Imam's eldest son. When he dies, and he dies in Imam's lifetime, he dies in a village called Urayz, which is outside Medina. Imam arranges for his body to be brought to Medina, and he arranges for the face to be uncovered three times during the journey, asserting the fact that he had died. But even then, they developed a sect who believed that Ismail was the Imam after Imam Sadiq. And today, the same sect continues, as two groups, as the Aghakhanis and the Bohoras, or the Aghakhanis are Nizaris and the Bohoras are Musta'alis, and they split up into two groups after the 18th Imam. So this is where this split comes from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow the footsteps, the ahadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and learn from the awesome teachings of this phenomenal Imam. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.